The smartness of Kılıçdaroğlu's heart gesture. But what's next? A column by Frederike Geerdink. During a radio show in the Netherlands in which I spoke about today's elections in Turkey, there was some giggling about the heart shape that Kılıçdaroğlu makes with his hands and that he has become known for during the campaign. Masses of people who attend rallies of the opposition alliance make the heart too. I think it's more meaningful than outsiders can fathom. Like moustaches, there is a range of hand gestures in Turkey. The HDP, of course, uses the victory sign, and it has become firmly connected to the Kurdish struggle. People not connected to it won't use it. Then there is the so-called Rabia sign, which Erdogan started to use when Mohamed Morsi was overthrown in Egypt, and which showed support for the Muslim Brotherhood. It's a gesture with four fingers in the air and the thumb folded in. Then there is the famous hand gesture that Turkish nationalists sorted have used since decades, the grey wolf sign, with the pink and the index finger up, and the thumb and the middle and ring finger pressed together. The grey wolf sign is appreciated by pretty much all Turkish nationalists. Of course, an old-fashioned fascist like Devlet Bahçeli, leader of the MHP that is in a coalition with Erdogan, makes it often, but also Erdogan doesn't shy away from some ultra-nationalist signalling. And yes, also Kılıçdaroğlu has been seen making the grey wolf sign, but not anymore since a couple of years and definitely not recently. During his campaign, he has been balancing a fine line to be appealing to different communities in Turkey and to at the same time not alienate others. A grey wolf gesture would appeal to the voters of the EE party, which is part of the alliance with Kılıçdaroğlu's party, the CHP, and which is a breakaway from Bahçeli's MHP, but would instantly alienate the Kurdish voter base. Kılıçdaroğlu needed something new, and he chose the heart. Who can be against the heart? And it's also a sign of this century, not of the previous one, and it speaks to younger audiences as well. So no, I don't giggle when I see Kılıçdaroğlu make the heart with his hands. He brilliantly annihilated the grey wolf sign with it. I do laugh every time I see leaders of the Table of Six, Kılıçdaroğlu's alliance, on a stage at an election rally. I try to watch closely whether Meral Akşener, leader of the EE party, is joining in the hand gesture of the heart. Until now, I haven't seen her do it. I think she isn't able to be honest. She knows that if she puts her hand in the air, her pink and index finger can't resist going up, and her thumb, middle and ring finger are attracted to each other like magnets. So she keeps her hand down with a smirk. There's a truth to this joking around. Meral Akşener is not a people's politician. Turkish nationalism's core is the protection of the state, not of the people. This is also the tradition that Kılıçdaroğlu is coming from. He has worked hard the last decade to pull the CHP away from its statism and drag it into the 21st century, away from fascism and towards social democracy, you could say. Well, as I write that, I think, is that 21st century social democracy? Or do we need something more revolutionary, something that isn't part of the capitalist status quo? Asking the question is answering it, of course. Yes, we need something more revolutionary. The nation-state concept is out of date. That is what I find incredibly interesting about the Kurdish movement. They propose a system in which the people administer themselves and organize bottom-up, rendering the nation-state as we know it obsolete. The paradigm shift in the movement happened in the 1990s, and ever since, it has been truly focused on the future and left 20th and even 19th century concept behind. This also explains why it was close to impossible for the Kurdish issue to be solved under Erdogan. He is dedicated to the state and was even trying to plunge Turkey back to Ottoman times while the Kurdish movement was facing the future. This will be the interesting thing to watch in case Kılıçdaroğlu will indeed win today's elections. Does he want to take Turkey to the future and slowly come to embrace the idea of radical decentralization and a democracy in which the state isn't there to protect its own interest, but the interest of the people? The heart gesture, you could say, is a gesture that breaks nobody's heart. It's not grey wolf, but it's not a victory sign even. somewhere undecided in between. Actionary will not feel obliged to keep her hand under control anymore once the new parliament is inaugurated, and openly be the grey wolf she is again, possibly cooperating with MHP and Erdogan if she deems it necessary. She doesn't have to pretend anymore to be a people's politician. The grey wolf sign will be back, but will the ideology it represents strengthen or weaken under President Kılıçdaroğlu? What will the heart's destiny be? Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter. You can find the link in her Twitter bio.